Business hasn't exactly been booming in downtown Milwaukee so far this week. But customer traffic looks different depending on where the business is located. WUWM's Taryn Powell spoke with businesses inside the RNC perimeter to see what it's been like so far. Taryn is joining me now. Taryn, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Joy.
So which businesses did you stop by to get a feel for how much traffic they've seen with the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee this week?
I started at the 3rd Street Market Hall, which is in the soft perimeter of the RNC security zone. It borders the immediate hard security zone on Old World 3rd Street and Wisconsin Avenue. And I stopped by the Goodland Greens Restaurant and Shucker's Crab Shack and Oyster Bar.
All right. Who did you talk to and how did they describe what the impact has been on business this week?
So the first person I spoke with was Kirby Clark, the president of Goodland Greens and Pizza Shuttle. He told me Goodland Greens actually just opened on Monday, the first day of the convention, and he said there was a concerted effort to ensure the shop opened by the time the convention came to town. And even though it had only been a couple of days, he said business was pretty steady.
The logistical requirements are complicated in terms of getting fresh produce here on a timely basis, but everybody that we've worked with at the inspection checkpoints has been really, really helpful. You know, as much as there's confusion and complications with getting through it all, they've been very clear on where we need to go and super kind when it's confusing. And, you know, business has been pretty steady. Yesterday was a little slow as everybody was kind of feeling out what that meant, but today, we've been serving a lot of law enforcement partners, as well as some locals that are, you know, working in the area or just here to see what's going on.
The general manager over at Shucker's Crab Shack and Oyster Bar had some of the same things to say as far as business being steady. His name is Jordan Wolin.
It's been pretty good. Yesterday we kind of had like a buyout during most of it for the delegates, so we kind of had only them in here specifically for a certain amount of time. But before and after, we had pretty good foot traffic from the security, police, things like that. I think the first day there was a lot of more nervous energy for people to come down downtown in general. But now it's like day two. Now we're kind of really, it seems like it's all eased down. The checkpoints are a little easier. I think the foot traffic's coming down. We have a lot of our regulars that I've seen since the beginning of the hall in here today. So it's nice to finally see that. And of course, there's lots of big events going on, whether it be the North Carolina Delegate Breakfast that we're doing every day over in Venue 3, or whether or not it's just something, whether like the late night one tonight from about 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., we have a bit of a late one for some high-profile RNC delegates and candidates, things like that. So we'll see how all that goes, see who shows up, see who does a speech. You know, it'd be nice.
I wouldn't say the market hall was packed, but I would say both Kirby and Jordan are accurate in their descriptions of it being steady traffic. Definitely a lot of law enforcement that came through more than anything, media, a few regular folks, but both Kirby and Jordan seemed excited about folks stopping by their restaurants and that Milwaukee was getting this exposure during the RNC.
Sure. Now, being that close to where people are entering the hard security zone probably doesn't help with business. How about businesses in other parts of the security zone? Are they having the same kinds of experiences?
Not exactly. In fact, during a press conference this morning, Mayor Cavalier Johnson mentioned that he's aware that not all businesses near the convention are getting a lot of customers. Here's what he had to say.
I've certainly heard some concerns from businesses that are outside of the immediate convention area. Some have said their expectations have not been met. While it's absolutely true that millions and millions of dollars will be spent in connection with the convention, that money is not necessarily flowing through every corner, every single corner of the economy. I've heard some restaurants and businesses downtown were expecting a little bit more. The same is true of some businesses and neighborhoods near downtown.
That being said, the mayor did still encourage folks to come downtown and enjoy the businesses.
Yeah. Now, what can you tell us about other restaurants that you visited?
Well, once I left 3rd Street Market Hall, I walked one block over to Wells Street and popped into Zankia, a Vietnamese restaurant. It was only a handful of people in there, and Kyla Vang, one of the cashiers, said they prepped so much prior to the RNC, expecting crowds of people to visit their restaurant, but that hasn't been the case so far.
Since last week, we've been expecting a lot of people to be able to come into the restaurant, but because we didn't realize that there was going to be so much security lockdown, the business has been slow. So yesterday we had very minimal orders. Today has been a lot busier, not as packed as it usually has been. But then we can definitely tell how like the security lockdown and the checkpoints, how that's definitely affected the amount of business that we've been getting within the past few days. Yeah.
Vang told me they prepared double the amount of food a week before, but the barricades were starting to be set up, which also affected business even before the RNC officially kicked off. Those barricades also affected staff coming in, even if they tried to come in earlier than usual.
Mm. Now, did Vang share any additional thoughts about the RNC being in town?
She basically told me they weren't concerned with the politics of everything. They were just expecting a lot of people. They've been enjoying the folks who are coming in, though. She talked about meeting people with many different accents and being excited about people trying the food. There was something that stuck out to me that she said, though, which was they also have a vendor inside the immediate security perimeter, which has been getting a ton of business. So that's helping balance out what the physical store is missing out on.
We actually saw Zankia in Convention Fest, and it seems like they might make out fairly with having their physical location and a vendor closer to the convention happenings.
I would say so.
Something else Vang brought up was the barricades around the area being a bit of a burden for staff and customers. Did any other businesses mention the barriers?
Yes. I also stopped in the King and I restaurant around the corner from Zankia on 3rd Street. And the owner, who preferred to be called AP, actually gave me a thumbs down when I asked her how business has been during the RNC.
Usually I close on Monday, and so we expect that, you know, people gonna be like eating food and stuff in it. So we open and we have about like 20 people total. My to-go is none, zip.
I was in the store around 3 p.m. yesterday, and I think I saw one person sitting being served. AP told me that to-go orders are half the income at her restaurant, and without that, plus the low in-person diners, she's not making enough right now. She seemed very frustrated and disappointed.
Did anyone else come in while you were there?
There was one guy who popped in the middle of our conversation, but he only took a picture of the menu and asked when the restaurant closed for the day. AP said they didn't know how much to prep ahead of the RNC because they didn't know what to expect. But here's what she had to say about how the barricades were impacting business.
They block everything. Nobody can come in. And then the people, they have unlimited time. So in order to go through the search and everything, they can't go for another order, so they don't come in this area.
It's safe to say AP is disappointed in not enjoying the RNC so far because it's not bringing her business as she was told it would.
Now, what is she planning to do if things don't pick up?
Yeah, unfortunately, she's thinking of just closing early or not opening at all because she's losing money opening the store, having to use electricity and such, and she's not trying to lose more money. She hopes for better planning if another event this big is coming to the city.
If they're going to do blocking something, the area of, you know, the people that gather, don't hurt the people around it because, like, you're going to be doing your business. Otherwise, they can tell us to close, then we'll close. You know, will be easier for us.
So, yeah, the outside perimeter of the RNC is hit or miss for some restaurants.
Taryn Powell is a WUWM reporter. Taryn, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Joy.